No, I'm going to go get my hormones checked. I'm going to go to the dentist. I'm going to get a colonoscopy. I'm going to get my sniz examined. I'm going to get all of my moles checked. I'm just going to like have an entire week that I black out.
That's what I want. Get it all done. I just want a sedative so I don't freak out about any of it. I got to get the old colonosc. I got to get the boobs grabbed, the sniz checked. I get my sniz checked quite a bit because, ladies, you're going to hear from me and I'm going to literally, they're going to be like, I'm so sick of her talking about it. I'm never going to stop talking about it. Go get your hormones checked. This whole thing with perimenopause has become like a revolution among our generation. I think Gen Xers are going to take this thing to the next level and we're going to talk openly about it and we're going to make it so much easier to handle it and have a better quality of life. So don't fucking suffer. If you're over 38 and you feel weird, you feel depressed and you've never been depressed before, you feel like you're gaining weight, you've never gained weight before.
Wow,
get your hormones checked.
If you've never been depressed or gained weight, I want to know your secrets, you
I mean,
superhuman.
I am definitely as cuckoo as a clock, but when I went to the doctor, I was like, I don't feel like myself. I feel like sad all the time. And they were like, well, let's put you on antidepressants. So I went and saw Hamilton that night that they put me on an antidepressant, and literally it was like my face was attached to the seat of the theater. I was like, this is not working. And then I realized, I was like, oh, this is a misdiagnosis because I don't know enough about perimenopause. And then that's when I told you, I got my coup checked and I got everything checked. And then I stabilized and I felt immediately better.
Well, that
immediately
was
better.
That was a great introduction to our podcasting. We're podcasting, aren't we?
We never have a shortage of things to talk about, in case you guys are wondering how it works. Thank you all for coming to the #AlanzaOrA podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. Why? Because little ships like us that are against big ships are floating because of your rating and reviewing and subscribing. Honestly, like it gives,
and
you know,
tell
the
your
Bert
friends.
Kreischers of the world don't need
big
ship help. We're a couple of dinghies in a dinghy. So like we need
your help. Yeah. Yeah. Set your friends down, introduce them to the podcast.
Look at those different glasses that I just put on. You can go to imomsohard.com for tickets to our live show, which we're really stoked about. It's a 2-person stand-up show. It is not a show about telling you how to wear baby Bjorn or how to do things better. We are there to make fun of all the shit that makes us want to cry and laugh and have a good time with a bunch of ladies. So go, we only have a few shows left in October and November. Go to imomsohard.com, get your tickets. And I think that's the run of, I think my parliamentary procedure brain just got very satisfied.
That's the business. Okay, now all that's out of the way. Kristen did a really fun thing, you guys.
I did do a really fun thing. I got to talk about this because I know...
I can't wait to hear about this either because we haven't gotten to talk about this yet and I'm so excited.
Okay, so for Eleanor's graduation from fifth grade, I went through some channels and I got two tickets to the Olivia Rodrigo show, which Eleanor is not a Swiftie. She is Olivia Rodrigo all the way. She doesn't dislike Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She doesn't dislike her. And I think there's so much crossover, but Eleanor has always gravitated to Olivia Rodrigo. Like,
can I say you're either a Swiftie or a Livy is what the girls say?
I suppose.
my daughter told me. I don't know if she made that up or what, but.
You know, here's what I'm going to say. So Eleanor, I kind of felt bad that it was me taking her because this is her first concert. It's her first, like, it's at the Forum in LA, which, by the way, I'm not going to take this podcast to talk about the nightmare that is traffic because that is a dumb conversation to have. But my central nervous system was shot by the time we got there. I found myself, it's not a nice neighborhood. It's a pretty tough neighborhood. So you don't want to do a 2-mile walk to the venue, if you know what I'm saying.
So that was your first time at the Forum?
No, but I was an idiot. And I didn't, because I got the tickets from a different, like through like where we work, I didn't get a parking pass, like an idiot. So when I got there, literally I was like, I've got my little girl. There's no way. Everything was sold out. There's no way that we're going to walk 2 miles. So I saw a bro who was renting out like his corner, like car dealership. He had some spaces.
Yeah.
And I drove up like onto the sidewalk and I was like, hey, yay, please open up just one more spot. I know you're, I'll pay whatever. And he like gouged me and I was like, worth every penny. Listen, mm-hmm. I got the tickets at a deal. I'm going to make up for it on parking. Okay.
Yeah.
So once that stress was done, we go into the forum. It's lit in lavender lights. Cool. And it's just like the best energy. I feel like all of a sudden this 12-year-old girl in me is like coming alive. Eleanor is like vibrating. She's so excited.
Can I say too, like yes. There is, even though like the forum, it's like an iconic part of LA culture. I mean, it does, it shares a parking lot with a super sketch casino.
And SoFi Stadium. What kind of bullshit is that?
And two there stadiums. Used to be like a horse racing track and stuff. And it's right by the airport. So like basically everything that makes parking hard is like thrown into one 6-square block area. And then try to go to the bathroom or like catch an Uber from there. It's not Mm-mm. happening. So Mm-mm. you have to drive. So that is, I mean, that takes a lot of planning and preparation, number one.
I forgot those two parts of planning and preparation.
You're
right. It's a convergence of all things that make anything hard.
Very exciting.
Interior is amazing of the forum. Yeah. It's my favorite venue. It's like, it's just big enough that you know it's a badass show, but it's small enough where you feel like you can see her. You can see who's ever performing. I've been at so many times. I love the forum. And
I believe they built it for the Olympics the last time that the Olympics were in LA.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Is that right?
Okay. I think you're right.
I think they built a bunch of things that were like – Greek like mythology theme. Yeah.
Which is really cool. And then the Olympics are coming back in 4 years. Yes, I will be bringing back
my question. I'm sorry, I'm slowing you down so much. But
No.
So you walk in there and the light's lavender. Is that like her color? Because Eleanor had like lavender clip-ins in her hair. She was so cute, you guys.
We went to a barbecue. Jen and Britt and my husband were at a barbecue and I swung by to say hi real quick to our friend who is having his birthday. And I was like, Jen, Eleanor's in the car, but she doesn't want to come in, but you got to kind of come see her. I'm talking clipped in purple strings of hair.
Oh my God.
Purple fake ass, what do you call them? Freaking Lee press on nails. And she had
lavender glitter under her eyes.
Lavender glitter. And I put lavender glitter on my boobs. And I didn't realize my shirt was so booby until I saw the pictures. And I was like, good God,
I'm just. It was delightful.
I did not know.
You looked so cute, Kristen. And you had something purple on too. What did you have? Because you were black and white and denim. And then you
had the see-through bag that my friend Leslie, her little company, she makes the, what's it called? The sheer gear bags. And it had a crossbody bag with a big purple poof.
Cute.
Yeah.
It was
then,
so cute.
And then, you know, just let me surprise you, jeans and tennis shoes. That's as good as it's get. I know better than to wear freaking high heels to the forum. I'm no fool.
Oh my God, no.
I'm like, so it's light. So it's all lavender. And we go in. And because I got these tickets, I worked really hard to get these tickets. I didn't know where we were going to sit. They were stupid good.
Really?
Yeah, they were literally as good as they can get without being on the floor, which I don't like being on the floor because I think you just get mobbed and
you're always looking up.
I want to see the show. So Eleanor walks into the forum for the first time and it's all like her age. It's like 12 to like 25. You know what I mean? So it's like an Olivia Rodrigo for Eleanor is like, she sings the songs that like Eleanor hasn't had the experiences yet, but they are the ennui and the
heartbreak
and the rockability.
Dating some other girl too quickly.
Yeah, and like I want you to be happy. I just don't want you to be happier. I'm like, like all of it. All of me was so into it. And there was something, this was the thing I loved. And I really, I let Eleanor use my phone and I said, you can record some things because I know you're going to want it, but the rest, it's going to be your brain and your memory and your senses.
Oh, yeah.
And you dig in. And so she was, you know, kind of by herself because she was with mom, and I'm doing my best, but it's still not the same. But at one point she like couldn't help herself. She's like doing the head shake and the fist pump and like singing the songs and grabbing her chest.
Oh,
and I was like,
God,
on the side, like bawling. And then I'm looking at like other, these girls that are like next to me with, I'm like, literally there were like five girls next to me, and one was wearing like the shortest shorts I've ever seen, and her legs were on the seat. And I was like, not one trace of cellulite, just nothing. And she's like, I leave for college next week. And then her buddies are seniors in high school. So they all four, and they just are like young little budding, sweet, cool girls that have probably had some experiences at this point that all of these songs connect to them. They were like sobbing during some of the songs. And then they were like rocking out. They were hugging each other. And I'm, Jen, a disaster.
Bawling?
I can't stop myself. I keep looking around.
This is so unexpected, Kristen.
Totally. I keep looking at Eleanor, and then I keep looking at these bigger girls, and then I'm looking at the moms. Oh my God, I'm going to get chills. This is what I'm going to say. I'm looking at these moms that are all around me. By the way, there were two that were like, we follow you on Instagram. And the girls next to me, and they were like, what's your Instagram? So we got five new followers.
And then they're going to jump up, Katie? Off, be like, oh, that's not.
They're like, I've never been more afraid of
disgusting.
Growing older
yeah.
than my,
yeah.
My mom might like you. So
we're great birth
watching,
control. Remember that?
Totally. I was like, give it a follow. You're going to college. You need to stay the course. Just
that's
follow
right.
us and you'll get a PhD.
That's right.
But I, this is such a shout out to the moms because there are a lot of moms at that kind of a show, obviously same with Taylor, like, and I just looked at these moms and I thought about us and I thought about where our girls are. And I was like, the inside of us is that age, you know, it's packed on with years and different experiences. And, but they're at the very core of us is that little 12-year-old or 13-year-old who's having big feelings, or 16-year-old who's going through a breakup, or all of those feelings
yeah.
being so intense. And I just sat there going like, there are these moms here and maybe we have lines on our face and gray in our hair and we're not standing up dancing to every song, but like we're so connected to that time of our lives that like it kind of like you walk through like a time machine and you're not fully them because you can't be because you've lived your life a lot different, you know, you've lived years of your life, but for a moment in these songs and in this experience, you're like taking a little bit of it away and just like remembering what life was like. And I remember screaming to Alanis Morissette in my car and feeling like no one ever made me feel more connected than she did. And to be there when Eleanor was having this sort of impactful experience at the same time
yeah.
just made me feel very sentimental. And it's like a core memory that I think I'll have for the rest of my life.
Well, I didn't realize this until like Dash was probably 5 or 6, but I do think this cool thing about like being a parent is that you won't think about your life as intensely. I don't think if you don't have kids, because everything that they go through reminds you of like an experience you had at that age. And like for good or for bad, you're like, oh, this is what it was like for me at that time, you know, like, and I never would examine it that way, but it makes me more like understanding of what they're like going through
yeah.
to like have that emotional recall. Cause like with Dash starting middle school, he was like, everybody's going to know everybody. And I go, no, everybody's going to be scared. And a few people are going to act like they're not, and they might be convincing, but everybody's scared. Like yeah. I remember that like very clearly being like, oh God, everybody looks like a grown adult and I look like I'm 8. And then it was just that really for the next like probably 10 years too. Anyway,
yeah.
But cause I
agree. I think the trickiest thing too, as a mom, cause I can do this myself, is to sort of know that they're going to have these experiences and like all you want to do is stop them from experiencing like heartbreak or pain, but you can't.
Yeah.
So you know that music is reaching to them in a place that like they need it, because they're either in the middle of experiencing something or that music like makes them feel a certain way. And it's so special. And I think it's really hard as parents that we don't get to not get in their way. We want to like preemptively prevent pain or get in the way of sort of sometimes even their experiences, because we're so much more involved with them than our parents were with us. But I had to tell myself to just let her listen to the music, jam to the music, and not make it like, hey, do you need water? Oh, hold on a second. Let's get a picture here. Oh, you know what? Like, do you see what I mean? Like, I just needed to let her feel sort of like connected to this experience with me by her side, but it isn't about me. And it can't be. Like, as much as I love Olivia Rodrigo, she's 21 years old. I was looking at her and I was like, I could be your mother in not a creepy way. Like, let me say that again. I could be your mother and it's not like a weird number that I started from. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like I had you in high school. It would be,
it was completely reasonable. Colin last night at the cookout was like, well, I can't imagine it's going to be a long concert. She's 21. It's not like she's got umpteen jillion hit albums to do. You know, she can't play all the hits. Like, wait, was it long?
It was thank you, Colin, for knowing nothing.
Sorry, that girl Colin. Didn't mean to throw you under the bus.
This is why I go and he doesn't go. First of all, he would have been a big old block in the way. But she has three records.
Why is everybody crying?
Yeah. Oh, he would have been, he would have been a disaster. Because he would have looked at Eleanor the same way I did. And you're like, look at our girl. She's like, she's grown up and I hate it. It makes me feel all the things. And she's such a good sport. Okay. This is how great Eleanor is. She does a shout out. Olivia Rodrigo does a shout out. She's like, where are all my girls? Where are all my, like, if you're here with your best friend, grab onto her. Grab onto her and hold her tight. And then Eleanor turns to me and hugs me. And she goes, you're my best friend. And then Eleanor shoots and goes, she turns and she goes, where are all the moms? And like, was like, to give a shout out to the moms.
God bless her.
This is why Sweet Finn girl. Needs a lesson from my daughter. Because I'm like, it's those little acts that make me happy. It's just a little kindness. Whereas my son would have been like, Mom, you're standing too close.
Well, I think maybe it feels like a bigger deal for us too, because there wasn't that when we were growing up. Like, there weren't these like girl anthems and stuff like that. Like,
correct.
At Eleanor's age, it was like, I mean, I was going to like Poison and Cinderella concerts.
Hell
and
yeah,
not
we
the
were doing
Disney.
Hair bands and then.
But there wasn't. Like, that's why everybody loved Olivia Newton-John. Everybody loved Irene Cara. Like,
Stevie Nicks,
because there were only a few, like, girl bands, you know?
Yeah, I remember, like the Bangles being really big and,
huge,
like,
huge.
And then the Cranberries. The Go-Go's. But I think what the difference is, like, these youngins now, the young artists now, they're making a point to like, so her whole band is all chicks and it's not contrived, or it doesn't feel like, oh, look, she's patting her own back. These are badass. The freaking guitarist was shredding. The other acoustic guitarist, I think I might have a crush. Her name is Daisy and she wore just a vest and was ripped. And I was like, I'm confused. And then, and then it was just like these dancers. She has these dancers that wear the all body shapes, which I thought was really cool. And the thing I like about Olivia Rodrigo that probably makes me is she's a little bit rebellious and there is a little bit of naughtiness. Like she said,
there's
the F word a few times.
A little bit of punk to her.
It's a little bit of punk. And you know what? I was on board for it because it feels like she's getting away with something. And Eleanor, it was just like busting down the door. Like she was just the right amount of rowdy that didn't make me feel unsafe as a mom, like having her there. It was just enough to feel like she's a part of this kick-ass girl group that is like rocking it out. And there's a time like that she like the girl dancers are like one of them like grabs her butt and is like and I was like yes like and it was great. At no point did I feel like there was anything that she was seeing that I wasn't okay with or that I didn't think she could handle. It wasn't. And it was really all up to Olivia Rodrigo of how she told that story. And she held that audience, 21 years old, held that audience, kept her energy level. Jen, by the end, my hips hurt and I was standing.
Well, she's 21. I mean,
she
I feel
is
like
21 and nimble.
I think it's cool that, like, she, I guess what I'm saying is, like, she and Taylor Swift aren't the, like, outliers. They're, like, the leaders now.
Correct.
You know, like, it used to be those bands that we were talking about or those performers were, like, an anomaly. And now they're, like, leading the charge. Like, my husband was saying, who's, like, you know, he's 8 years older than me. And we have disagreements on music a lot. But
He goes,
yes, somebody pointed out to me there's no, like, bands anymore. And I was like, well, that's not true. That's bullshit. You're just saying that because you're still, like, Creedence. And so I, like, got on and looked, and I'm like, nope, it's all, like, solo singers. And by the way, it's mostly females. And that's pretty awesome. Like, there's a couple, like, dudes thrown in there, but, I mean, it's skewing very female.
Sorry, I'm so hoarse because I was singing. It is mostly female at the venue. And I'll tell you, you and I obviously know what it's like to play for women. And it's been the great surprise and pleasure of our lives, I think I can say, of there's nothing like it. It's a supercharged feeling when you come out onto a stage and you hear women's voices cheering you on. Women's voices being the laugh line, women's jokes being the thing. It's cool. It feels so electric. Last night, the cheers came from young, like 15 to 20 year old screams of, like, I swear to God, I started my period because there was so much. It was the electricity in the room of, like, one girl, like, had wrote a sign that was like, I just broke up with my boyfriend, so please play this song. And they put her on the screen and she was literally sobbing, like, in such pain. And I was like, this room, if we
sing the song, damn
sing
it.
Sing the song. She's a woman on the edge.
I mean, the pheromones coming out of the forum.
But there was there was a smart group of boys there. Good looking, wearing the t-shirts, cute.
Hopefully they were wearing, like, men of quality respect women's equality.
You know what they were doing? They were just there to enjoy her music, which I dig, because that is what you want. You don't want someone that's like, well, I went to this show because I knew there'd be a lot of chicks. And look how good and cool I am that I'm supporting a woman. Because we did have a couple of those dudes behind us. And I was like, I'm going to have to handle something. There were two husbands right behind me. And I was not going to let anything happen to Eleanor's experience.
Yeah.
And these two guys thought it was really funny. They were doing bits and they thought it was funny to, like, interject while she was having these, like, interludes, like these quiet interludes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something that bugged me.
And I, like, looked.
Yep. And he said something that bugged me. And I looked back and he goes, oh, sorry. I was just trying to make a joke. And I go, oh, no, I gathered. It just wasn't very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got quiet and I could see Eleanor going, oh no.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big part of the night. I was just like, there's no way I'm going to let you two assholes ruin this experience for any of these. You're not going to come in here and you're not welcome here.
There still aren't that many places, especially when it's a ton of people, where women can feel, like, totally safe. And by the way, not like we've all had, like, a brother or whatever who eye rolls and thinks that the shit you're into is lame as fuck. And there are always there's always going to be those dudes, you know? So I love that there's dudes there who are just like, I like this too. And it has nothing to do with her being a girl. It's that she's a great musician and writes fun songs and stuff.
She's actually an excellent writer. Her lyrics are great. And she's just so fun to watch. It was fun. It was from the beginning to end entertained. At no point was I like, oh, I'm just going to sit down and kind of look at my phone or chill out because this is more Eleanor's thing. I was going back in my head to when I was 14 and how many times I'd fallen in love none of it for every time that I lost sleep over Trent or Brad or Jeff any of them.
Well, Bobby Dahl, the bassist from Poison, waved at me as I stood in a pile of vomit at the Civic Auditorium in Omaha. But how come nobody's standing over here? You can see right backstage. And he was smoking and waved to me. And then somebody hollers, hey, you're standing in puke in a my little white kids. It was worth it, though. I stood in more puke for that moment.
Yeah. I remember nobody's going to understand how powerful this is except Ashley Maselli.
Wait.
The lead singer of Trickster threw me the pick. I got a pick.
Oh, yeah.
Trickster Firehouse Warrant concert.
That's a trifecta, man. That's a
I remember the guy winked at me and threw me a pic. I think I had my first full orgasm at that moment. Like I was like, yeah, like no, my those whole guys body were so fucking hot.
They were good looking. I had that tape, that's for sure.
I mean, cherry pie, are you kidding? I lived on it. And then around the corner comes Nirvana, and it changed the game, and it was so fun. Here's the thing that's going to blow your mind, Jenny. This I thought of us immediately. So during the concert, you know, everybody turns on their light, their phone light, and they move it back and forth. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, we used to do stuff like that. And then I was like, we just used to use lighters.
Bic lighter, yeah.
How did everybody have a lighter?
Everybody
had a lighter.
If you weren't smoking. Yeah, if you weren't smoking, you were melting down your eyeliner with it. You had to have it. And then if you went to a lot of concerts, you had a Bic lighter because it would stay lit. Like, you know, all you just had to do was hold it.
Yeah.
Lighters. Having a realization right now, Kristen, which is that, like, because I always say, I'm like, I don't love to go to concerts. Like, I'll go to Stevie Nicks. You throw me some Taylor Swift concert tickets, I'm going to get there. But I just think they're really hard to do. I don't want to do it. And I think I'm just concerted out. I used to go so much when I was a kid that I don't need to go.
You've seen a lot of live music. I do go. I'm a ticket snob. I save up because I don't want to go. I don't like being in the cheap seats. I just don't. I know that sound. There's very few things I splurge on, and that is one of them, because I want to have a full experience. So I go to one a year. I'll go to like one concert a year, one big comedy show a year, if that's how it works out. Also, I try to work every angle to get shit for free if I can, because I feel like we give away tickets because we want to and we can, and it feels good. And so I'm always like, hey, man. And also, the people I'm asking the tickets for make money from us. So I'm like, hey, man, can I go see, you know, so-and-so do stand-up, please?
Look, shamelessly, I'm going to throw it out there right now that if Chapel Roan's mom or aunt is listening to this podcast, I think you'd love her stuff, because the one of the guys she writes with writes for Olivia Rodrigo. And I kind of love this girl's story because she's a lesbian and she's from this small Missouri town, like teeny tiny town.
What's her name again?
Chapel Roan. I don't know what her real name is, but so she used to like post her songs on YouTube, and somebody heard her, gave her a record contract. She moves out to LA and it doesn't sell enough records. So she moves back to Missouri and is literally waiting tables at like the town diner. And then the guy who writes with Olivia Rodrigo her songs heard her stuff and was like, I want to write songs with you. Wrote songs with her. He had like some kind of overall at a record company, brings her back out to LA, and now she's like blowing up like crazy. She like her song Dash told me it's like number 8 or whatever, but she has like, I just heard like MTV Music Awards or Video Awards, whatever, they're playing her music like in the background of it, and she wears like really ridiculous costumes, like a Queen Elizabeth costume and stuff, like just like
that's right up your alley.
She's like the Cher of our generation. Like, I want to go. Like, my kids are into her. They think she's so great. And like, I'd go to that.
I do like going to concerts. I do like going. I think they're a big deal. I am not somebody that will go regularly because I think they're incredibly expensive. But anytime I can go to an event or a live show, actually my preferred is literally like a small venue.
Yeah.
Like seeing like someone play. That's what's so cool about Nashville.
A troubadour or something.
Yeah. You go in and you see all these like live music, like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh man. One of my favorite stories, Colin, my husband, he knows we're trying, guys. We're trying. A couple years ago, we were going to go see
Guns
N' Roses. Yeah, date night. You know about this. My husband was like, we're going to go see a Guns N' Roses cover band at the Troubadour. The troubadour is
why couldn't
almost
it just
feels...
be regular old Guns N' Roses, man?
That's what I said. You think he's busy? Why can't? Why you gotta cover him?
Wake him up. Get him to come down to the troubadour.
I know. To do a 4 p.m.
Right?
show.
Man.
So we go. So I'm in a little bit of a mood because the troubadour, where it's located, is super difficult. And it's also, so Colin, I go, what time does this start? And he goes, well, it doesn't say, there's just some opening acts. I'm like, they're not going to go on till 10. And we are exhausted parents with two children. And I'm trying to be cool, but I'm like,
we've
this,
been doing scuba lessons all day. We're just fucking tired.
So I'm like, well, let's go get a bite to eat first. So we go get a bite to eat and we have a chat and we have a cocktail and it's now 7:30. And we go, still, we have no time. I'm like, well, maybe this, maybe it does start at a reasonable hour. We get there and we walk in and there are people that look like us. And, but there's only like a handful. So we're like, oh my God, we're so freaking early, but they're our age. So like, maybe they are coming on early. And then this band comes on and I literally looked at Colin and I go, are they even allowed to be in here? The band is so young. And then all of the people next to us that are there start screaming, they're losing their minds. And I'm like, well, who are we watching? Everybody's taking pictures and video and one woman's crying. And then I go, who are they? And she goes, they're our kids.
Of course. Yeah.
And I go, we gotta go. We gotta go.
This is
literally,
yeah.
This is the opening act of the opening act for the opening act.
Somebody
the opening act.
Just said me their State Farm card. Yep. That's not what I wanted to
we
have
are
happen.
The parents,
here.
We are the parents of the band. I have to leave immediately. I have to leave.
I also remember like Troubadour. Again, very iconic. Like you hear about like bands getting their
one
start
and done,
there.
I'm good.
When I first moved to LA, I went to a show at the Whiskey A Go Go, which you always hear like Guns N' Roses gets their start there. Like, you know, 30, 40 years ago, this is like the hottest place to listen to, like see live music. I remember like walking in going, somebody should have vacuumed. Like it is. The most disappointing, it's like a room, it looks like a party space you would rent in the back of a pizza parlor for like a kid's party. The walls are like painted, you know, discount red kind of situation. There's like gum stuck everywhere.
We didn't care. When we were young, we didn't care.
Back then,
we didn't
but
care.
You get older and you're like, you know what? I paid enough for this ticket. They could at least, they could put the toilet paper on the roll in the bathroom, but it's just sitting up on a shelf.
Like, these seats are not comfortable. For the price, these seats are not comfortable.
I would have brought my stadium seat. It's got it in the trunk of the car for soccer games.
I have my donut because I've got sciatica. You know, there was a great TikTok video of a girl and she's like, it's not that funny, but it like hit hard because she's like, she's single and she's like 33 and she's dating this guy. And she's like, oh man, you know, I've been dating this guy for a while. And so he asked me if I wanted to spend the night and it wasn't what you think I should be thinking about. I wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is going to be our first night together. Yeah. We're going to have sex. It's going to be fun. She's like, oh God, I don't have my overnight bag, which has my contact solution.
Yeah.
It's got my medication.
My CPAP machine.
I do have a favorite pillow now that if I'm a left side sleeper, she's like, when I was in my 20s, I would sleep anywhere that they would have me. I could sleep on concrete. I slept on couches. I slept on lawn furniture. She's like, hey, if we were going to keep partying it, can I just crash here? Okay. And she was like, and now I have to have an overnight bag to have sex with my new boyfriend.
I'm not going anywhere staying overnight without, because I can't leave my makeup on. I'll wake up looking like a pizza. I can't do it. I got it. And by the way, going to like a nightclub or something like that, there's nothing at this age that makes me crazier when I go to the bartender and I say, what kind of wine do you have? And they go, red or white. I want to punch them and say, fucking learn something. Read the label. Tell me what brand it is. Tell me what varietal it is. Or I'm not paying $15 for it. And by the way, if you expect to have anyone over age 30 into your business.
They don't.
You know what? Get cans of wine that's fucking decent, okay? Because I think, you know what I want to do? I want to be one of those people that gives out the A through the F, you know, for like food safety. And I'm going to give everybody Fs and shut them down if they can't supply something that's decent for human consumption. I'm not doing it. And get like, don't just get all rail stuff. Don't just like have the cheapest Kirkland booze on your rail. Like have something good and clean your soda guns every now and again so it doesn't taste like you're smoking a cigarette from 98. I'm not doing it. I'm too old.
And remember when I said the 12 and 13 year olds were having an experience that we just can't have? This is yes. What I'm talking about.
I can't.
That place could have been in the middle of a dirty Quonset and Eleanor Sweeney would have been just as happy. She was, it did not matter to her. It was as, and it was a beautiful venue. And I was happy because everything was, you know, like the bathrooms were clean and, you know, we could walk safely through the parking lot. We ran into our piano teacher. All of those things were big wins for me. She was just so happy to see Olivia Rodrigo in person. She kept waving to her and saying, I love you. Can you see me? Can you see me?
God, I know. That's so sweet.
And this is kind of funny. This is like a name drop. I don't mean to, but it was very, very cool. We walked in and the first person we saw was Max Greenfield, who was on New Girl. And Eleanor was on Unfrosted with him. And he has a daughter and he's like a super girl dad. So aww. I just said, hi, Max. This is, and he's like, Eleanor. And so they high-fived and Eleanor's aww. Grin was like up to her, like her little round cheeks were just as happy as she's ever been. And so every now and then I could sneak a peek of him over there being like total girl dad. And like, again, not doing that thing that's like, look at me, look at how much I support this artist. I just looked at a guy that was like jamming to her music, singing yeah. along, like pumping his fist. It was cool.
He was in the
crowd with everybody. Big fan. Big
having,
fan.
Having kids, it's the universal equalizer because you just yeah. you do anything for your kids. So
yeah,
he's going to be. I just had a really good idea.
Okay.
And I think I realized why everybody buys RVs when they hit like late 30s, 40s, and they're really into like tailgating. It's because you want your own bathroom and you want really good food. Like you don't want to pay for like those bad nachos yes. at a place. I think that's what we should do for concerts. Like, can we get an RV? Can we rent one?
And, we have talked about this forever.
I mean, it feels like the perfect solution, right? Like every creature comfort that you have to have just out
well,
in the parking lot.
But I don't want anybody crapping in the RV bathroom. That's only for the owner because the sump pumps can't take it. You got to go. Yeah. You got to go public
just
crapper.
Pee. You're not going. Well, fine. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you could.
No dump in the RV.
I get it. I agree. I think everybody can agree to that, but you know.
Do you remember when little Finn pooped in the tour bus? When
yes. And oh, we man. Go, Finn, did you just poop? And he was like, no.
No.
No. No. We're like, it really smells like poop, Finn. No, no, I don't know who it was. Well, somebody did, and it wasn't me.
A little backstory: they had what I like to refer to as a safety meeting before we all got all of our 45 people on the tour bus in our first tour, which was literally Delilah was not even two; she was like a toddler. We had pool noodles covering everything because yeah. Eleanor was like Finn was five, Eleanor and Dashiell were three, almost four.
Yeah,
like they were having a birthday. I think is because. Yes, where they I think that was the right. They were just
turned.
So little.
Yeah.
They were just so little. And Roy, the our lovely bus driver, who that guy has seen some shit. He's an yeah. ex-vet and
yep.
lovely man. And he gave us a pre-production meeting that said, like, the rule is you can't poop on the bus. And it has to do with, like, the tanks and, like, you can pee all you want, but you can't poop because you'll never get the smell out. We didn't know. So evidently nobody in touring poops on their bus. Maybe Beyonce has a fancy golden toilet that she can poop on her bus. But yeah. that's why evidently it's very funny when tours come in because the first thing you see, like all the dudes from like the Goo Goo Dolls, they're just running into the bathrooms like so they can go to the bathroom on, you know, in a hotel lobby and not on the bus. So the last day of the tour.
Well, hopefully the restroom in the hotel lobby.
Yeah, there's always a bathroom.
We would say, I got to poop.
Oh, we got to poop. Last day of the tour. And every time the kids would go to that bathroom, I would say, don't poop in there.
Yep.
And then one time I forget. And Finn comes out and his eyes are all big and blue. And I think he thought he was going to get like arrested. Yeah. I mean, on some level.
Like kept his back to the door and like slid down the hallway, yeah. Like nonchalant, like don't notice me.
What the hell just happened on this bus? I go, Finn, you poop on the bus? And he goes, no. I go, did you poop on the bus? And he goes, yes. And it was the worst.
Yeah, it was, he'd been saving it up. Yeah, now we know, yeah.
It's a disruptor. Back to your RV point. Big yes on the RV.
Okay, let's get one.
I think this is why everybody wants RVs in, you know, later life. You just want those comforts. But when you are young and you don't care, it is a time in your life that you can't ever get back. You do not care if you're wearing the same clothes for 3 days.
It's
different. You don't care if you have your face cleanser with you. You don't care if you're drinking rot gut bullshit, purple passion, garbage can, old style. It's when you become older and you have more money and more time and more years that you're like, I'm not drinking that. I'm not going there. I'm not driving.
Yeah.
Like you just become particular. It happens. It has to be.
I see. Like when Nebraska comes and plays at the Rose Bowl, I'm like, you know what? I'd do it, but I don't want to die of heat exhaustion when it's 114 degrees. But if I rented an RV and I could go in, enjoy a little bit of AC every now and again, and then go out and like, whoop it
spoken
up or whatever.
Like a true future retiree.
All right. Let's go to Jimmy Buffett.
Let's go to Jimmy. We can't, Jenny. Oh, Buffett is no longer with us.
Shit. God.
But I do want to go see Alanis Morissette on tour. After seeing Olivia Rodrigo, I was like, I got to see her, She's such a badass. She's literally like came out my freshman year of college. I was like, this is literally everything I needed more. And I'm so happy that Eleanor has her little Alanis and Delilah has Taylor. Like they all have somebody right now. And that feels pretty awesome.
And I believe that Alanis travels with 9 nannies because she has 3 kids. And so she has one.
God bless her, man.
She like, rotates them. Yeah.
I do not. If I could rotate myself so that a better version of me came in every day, everybody would be happier.
Right? Right. Just swoop in and be charming. And then you're like,
I'm in 4.5 hours of sleep right now. My kids are like, oh God, what time is it? We got to go to basketball.
I know. Well, I do. I have a hot flash.
Okay.
And I know you share this hot flash.
Oh, come on.
Don't spoil anything for me.
But I got to talk about something else real quick, too. Just real fast.
Oh, you want to do it right now?
Just real fast.
Okay.
Love is Blind UK.
That's where my hot flash is from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's the funeral director, man. You got a holy moly. Where did he come from? He was like created in a lab, that dude. He is sweet. He is sensitive. He is earnest.
Oh my God.
He is fly, man.
There's so much we have to talk
about
with him.
My husband has a big crush on him.
He's darling. And if you guys are not watching Love is Blind UK, I have to wait to the 21st to see the finales. And it's like all I can think about.
I've been binging it. Kristen made me watch it. So I'm like 3 or 4 episodes in. And I like almost all the people. It's weird too, because sometimes you're like, you watch Love is Blind and you're like, oh, they're shitty, or one of them you root for and the other one you don't. But pretty much everybody's great but one dude.
On the Richter scale for me, all of these people are an 8 or above. But it really is interesting what comes out later in these episodes. And I can't wait to talk about that with you, because I think you're going to see exactly where you start. I don't want to give it away. So your assignment, everybody's listening assignment and watching assignment, is Love is Blind UK. And watch the funeral director. Literally, if that is who is at a funeral home, I should start estate planning. And I'm just he could be like, are you ending soon? I'd be like, nope, I'm predicted to have another 25 years, but I feel like I should just be here with you and plan.
I would sign all my relatives up for the gold package, you guys. I would be like, yes, balloons, yes, all this stuff. Anything you can give them, I'm just lost in your eyes and nodding yes. Like,
yeah, you're bringing in random aunts and uncles. You're like, just act like we know each other, okay?
I'm like ordering like a chicken dinner for the viewing. I'm doing all the add-ons, sir. I am going premium package on all of it because...
I think it's going to be weird if I'm like there and... He's preparing my body. That's going to be weird for what if I'm not dead and he's preparing my body? Is that an option? If I'm like,
ma'am, I've told you before. we don't take care of your kind here. The live kind. So quit trying to get me to style your breasts, please.
I was just seeing if you could tell that I've been doing crunches. It's just... You know, putting it out there. My husband's dead, so I'm alive. So let's. He's not dead.
He's not. We've gone through this time and again. We've gone through this, mate. You're not dead,
ma'am. I can't embalm you. I can't embalm you. Okay, but can
you can put whatever you want in my body, sir? Gross,
can we grab
ma'am.
An appetizer.
President, I think we podcasted.
We podcasted. This was so fun.
We podcasted. Okay.
Yay.